Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
For family caregivers, dementia can be a challenging experience as people with dementia may not be able to recognise family members or they develop other difficulties that interfere with their quality of life. And Dementia Australia is an organisation that offers support to those living with dementia, as well as families, friends and carers. And they've just welcomed award-winning comedian Geraldine Hickey as its newest ambassador. Geraldine, it's always lovely to have you on Joy Drive.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Always lovely to talk to you.
Now, firstly, sorry to hear about the passing of your father last year. He was diagnosed with dementia in 2017. What impact did the news have on your family and on you when you found out?
At the time, it was a bit of a relief because it just made so many things make sense. Before the diagnosis, there was questions over Dad's behaviour and what he was kind of doing. So it answered a lot of questions for us. So I think for most people, when they finally do get that diagnosis, it's a bit of a relief. It's a, oh, okay, right, now we know what this is and you can kind of go on with the next steps. I kind of, myself and other members of the family, kind of reached out to Dementia Australia, and it just basically, for me, it was just going on the website and finding out information and knowing what to do next.
For those that don't, I suppose, know much about dementia, what can it be like for the person living with the condition?
Okay, well, it varies a lot, I guess, with what stages you are. Mm. It's just kind of the later stages, and something that I've only just realises it can affect your eyesight and things like you can almost have like hallucinations. It's like a pattern on a wall can become like bugs on the wall, and so or if there's a pattern on the carpet, you know, that can, so, or if there's like a hallway with like a rug going down the hallway, they can perceive that as being essentially a hole in the ground rather than a rug. So it's, you know, it changes but they can't really, that's their reality. They think there's a hole in the ground, so they don't want to walk across the room. Whereas people that are caring for them can get quite frustrated and be like, just walk down the hallway. And they don't realize that the impact that it has on someone. But yeah, it's different for different people. So it's good to reach out to Dementia Australia and then just kind of find out that, just, you know, just such a wealth of information, and you can find these little tips on what you can do, even just the way, but for me, the way that I would talk to my dad, you see in so many movies and whatnot, it's always this, everyone gets frustrated and sad around people with dementia, and it's like they get angry. They're like, oh, I'm your daughter, why don't you remember me? And for us and our family, it was just like when Dad got things wrong, it was just fun. It was, I don't know, we just kind of had this new reality with Dad, and it was just like, oh, yeah, right, you're going to go play golf tomorrow. Yeah, you just go along with it. Like, that ain't know. And it's so much more joyful than getting frustrated with them and stuff. So yeah, that's what helped us a lot. Yeah.
Did Dementia Australia, did they sort of provide you with that information of, okay, this is the best way to interact with a family member who is suffering from dementia?
Kind of, well, not really directly from Dementia Australia, but just kind of just being more aware of that's the okay thing to do. Like, and I got that from other people that had previous experience with people with dementia and whatnot. So, and basically it was just like, oh, this isn't wrong at all. So it's, and it just, rather than getting angry and frustrated, it was just a lot easier way to mentally cope with it all, I guess. You know, because in the early stages, like, yeah, well, it is really frustrating. And my mum would get so mad at my dad for not remembering to take his medication. But it was just like, Mum, he doesn't remember. Like, we have to, you know, help him with that stuff. So, but yeah, it's just, it's a long journey. So when Dad did pass away, it's like in the final stages of dementia, it's really kind of horrible and heartbreaking, because they're just, kind of a shell of what they used to be, and you just waiting. And you just, so it's a bit of a relief when they go.
We're chatting with award-winning comedian Geraldine Hickey, who is Dementia Australia's newest ambassador. How'd you feel when they approached you to become their ambassador?
Oh, such an honour. Yeah, it was really, really special. I've been doing, on the weekend they did the Memory Walk and Jog, which is one of their fundraisers that they do to raise money to go to Dementia Australia. And I'd been doing that like for the last few years. I think I did the first one back in 2021, and so had been fundraising for them just a little bit, like just kind of doing that fun run, and so kind of got involved a little bit back then over the years. It's a real honour. There's some great other ambassadors, and it's pretty special to be one of them now.
Geraldine, I suppose if someone's listening and their family member has just been diagnosed with dementia, just based on your experience, what would you say to them? What advice would you give them?
Oh, it's the advice that I give to everyone that I know that's going through this, and it's that your first port of call is to, if you haven't already, just, get in touch with Dementia Australia. Go to the website. There's so much information there. And also there is a phone service as well that you can give them a call, and they can just set out things that you may want to do or you want information on. Because it's different for everybody, and dementia like affects so many people in this country, and they can all be so different, so it can feel quite isolating. But there are people that you can talk to, and you are definitely not alone in this at all.
Now, Geraldine, you're currently touring with your show. It's called Don't Tease Me About My Gloves. Tell us a little bit about that and how it's going. I love the title.
It's, you've got to say, like, don't tease me about my gloves. it's going really well. I head up to Sydney. Oh, what day is it? Like this week, tomorrow, the next day? So Friday. Sydney on the weekend, and then Brisbane and Wagga Wagga, and then I'm taking the show over to Edinburgh. But yeah, the show is I really like it a lot. It's about grief and funny stuff.
So it's not about gloves.
Sure. There is gloves. Yeah, I have to wear gloves now because I have a thing called Raynaud's, which is like an overreaction to the cold. So when it's cold, your blood vessels in your extremities constrict, and it causes pain and tingling and numbness and discoloration. And so it just means that I have to wear gloves more often, so to avoid my poor little fingers getting too painful, which is annoying, but because I have to wear gloves when it's not cold enough and wearing gloves. So just like, this is why I have to wear gloves. Anyway.
Geraldine, love it. You just called Don't Tease Me About My Gloves. Did I say it right?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for joining us on Drive today, and also for sharing your personal story with your father as well. We really appreciate it.
Oh, pleasure. Anytime.
Thank you so much. That's Geraldine Hickey. If you'd like more information or support around dementia, please call the National Dementia Helpline. Their number is 1-800-100-500. 1-800-100-500. They're available 24/7.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com, or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.